Well, Alex, Darlington Moden Park, long away to go, and unfortunately you came away with nout, really.
Yeah, we seem to struggle these long away trips. We went there in good time on the Friday, and we thought our preparation was okay. But then we got to the game itself, and we were a bit flat in the morning and throughout the warm-up. So actually managed to rally the troops early. We started well on the back of that rallying and scored the first try. And to be fair, realised from early on that we were going to be dominant up front, and they didn't offer a great deal other than they knew how to play their very wide pitch. We then, I think Tomo described it as pushing the self-destruct button on the radio at the weekend. We continuously went back to sort of that Stourbridge mode where we were in good attacking positions and either fumbled the ball forward or threw an intercept pass that was never on to an opposition player, and they exploited it. And that was the difference, really. From being, I think we would have gone in quite happily at sort of 10-8 down at half-time, but it accelerated to 24-8, and that was just too big a hill to climb in the second half once we'd composed ourselves.
Obviously, you and the coaching staff are looking hard at the reasons behind this, trying to nail an away win, if you like. To what do you put it down to, really?
Well, I don't know. I mean, a lot of the boys aren't used to staying away from home on a Friday night. Obviously, the distance of travel is something as well. I don't know, really. We've got another chance to look at it at Westo, of course, coming up very, very shortly. So we'll try and get it right in that one. And I think once we've broken the back of it, I think we'll be fine going forward.
Back here this weekend then, Sheffield Tigers.
Yeah, back here to Sheffield Tigers. I think Sheffield are going quite well. But again, they've only played sort of mainly the bottom half teams. So the big trip down here for them, long trip, and we just hope to get the show back on the road against them.
Yeah, it's an important game for that reason, isn't it, really?
It is, yeah, definitely. I mean, we've been boosted this week. Will Burton returned to training last night. Not quite ready for selection yet, but it's nice to have some fresh input and some fresh faces at training, and it's just reinvigorated everybody, I think. So I think we'll be okay again this weekend.
Given that he's had glandular fever, he's done well to get back in that time, I would have thought.
He has, yeah. Very short turnaround. I think he lost well over a stone in weight, and he's managed to get three quarters of that weight back on already, just through, you know, actually living healthily and getting back in the gym quickly. So it's a miracle, really.
When it comes to selection for the weekend, you and the coaching staff, do you sit down and you obviously go through it? Do you think there's a time come now for a bit of a change, shake things up a bit after Darlington Moden Park, or do you stick with them?
We generally stick with them because at the moment it's sort of one good, one bad. So I think that we'll try and stick with it, and the boys that make the mistakes will have to try and get them, put them right, you know, in a shorter space of time as possible. One or two changes. I think Charlie Meredith will be back in the squad this weekend, having recovered from a knee injury. And we might just shake it up front with, you know, using one of the props as a bit of an impact later on, and starting with young Zach Watkins, who is perfect for me as a coach because he just does what he's told.
And in terms of the season as a whole, obviously we've always said you've got to get it right here if you're going to do anything, but sooner or later you've got to start picking up a few on the road as well, haven't you, really?
Yeah, like I say, that's why I yearn for that win at Westo in November. And certainly when we go to the likes of Preston, we've got bad memories there, so we need to turn that around. But again, everything's built on a home performance, and if you win all your home games, you're mid-table at best.